This is Jay Sekulow, an update on the Supreme Court of the United States and an interview with the student who was told to not participate in a class because of belief in God.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Coming to you today from our offices in Washington, D.C., right next to the Supreme Court of the United States. And we've literally just left just moments ago, and we're going right back to it when we're done, a meeting with a number of our lawyers, probably 15 lawyers in the room, a number of our law clerks as well, getting ready to put that first round of briefs together in the Supreme Court case involving the Ten Commandment display out of Utah. Look, the ramifications of this case are so significant that it is a big team effort. Stuart Roth, the senior counsel with the ACLJ, is with me in studio. We were in the meeting. Stuart, when you look at all of the issues, I've got the briefs here. I mean, I've got the brief that we filed. There was a brief filed on behalf of the American Legion, the Veterans of Foreign War, the Military Order of the Purple Heart, of course, the state of Virginia, as well as eight other states, and then a number of cities, and there'll be more of these coming. This is a very, very complex and comprehensive case.
Well, Jay, this is one of the most important free speech cases of the decade. Of course, if the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals decision is allowed to stand, of course, Ten Commandment statutes all over the country may be coming down because the government will be compelled to take statutes that express positions that they don't agree with or they don't even want to have on their facilities and premises. So this is a really important case.
I mean, can you imagine a monument? That's the Statue of Liberty Park, and it's the Statue of Liberty. Next to it, they erect the Statue of Tyranny, or at the King Memorial, the monument in Atlanta on Auburn Avenue, they put next to it a monument from the Ku Klux Klan. That's what's at stake in this case. So we're going to keep you posted on this as it progresses. We're now in the research and writing. This is phase two. The court has agreed to hear the case, so we are working on this. We've got a full team working on this. We're also working on another matter, and that is for a student. And folks, I want to know what your reaction would be if your son or daughter came home to you and said, listen, my professor at college told me I cannot participate in a particular class in philosophy unless I'm willing to acknowledge at the outset that there is a possibility that God does not exist. And Jordan, this is a huge issue. Our phone lines are open, 1-800-684-3110, and this one's got serious ramifications as well.
And I want to hear from people on this, and again, I encourage you to call right now, 1-800-684-3110. Understand this, a teacher saying that you can't know material unless you believe in the material. And so that if you don't believe that X is true, you can't claim to know that X is true. So instead of just understanding academic material, this teacher is saying you have to believe in it. Because he said to Gina, you can't just know it, you have to believe it. And when you apply that logic going down the line, a philosophy professor should understand this, you'd have to understand the Quran, you'd have to be a Muslim. To understand Hitler, you'd have to become a Nazi. And that's the kind of philosophy this professor is teaching in his classroom.
Well, after the break, we're going to be joined by Gina. She's actually going to be joining us on air, so you're going to want to talk to her. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. This is really, really a serious issue. We are responding aggressively. Our phone lines, first of all, how would you react if this was your child? 1-800-684-3110. Our phone lines are already jammed. You keep calling, though. They'll break up over the next few minutes. So after the break, we'll take your call. But we've put together a national petition of protest to make sure Gina's protected. We're letting this go to her college. You'll be signing this petition saying, no, you don't have to deny your belief in God in order to participate in a class. Now, everyone that is listening to this broadcast right now, everyone that's listening needs to sign this national petition of protest. We've got a lot of lawyers working on this as well. The phone number is 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 877-989-2255. Now, by the way, when you call that number, you're adding your name to the petition of protest. We're going to include that with the letters and the follow-up letters demanding that Gina and other students' rights are protected here. You don't have to deny God to participate in a college class. Add your name to this petition of protest, 877-989-2255.
Gina DeLuca, a community college student in New York, expected to be challenged in school, but never expected to be discriminated against because of her Christian beliefs.
It reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they refused to bow down, that's how I feel. I feel like I'm being forced to do something, and if I don't, in a sense, I'm going to be thrown into the furnace, you know?
The American Center for Law and Justice is representing Gina and will ensure that her constitutional rights are protected.
We've got our lawyers and our legal team here helping you, and Gina hangs up in the school situation. We're getting the situation hopefully resolved. Literally, we've got a legal team on it right now, as you know.
If you want to help students like Gina, then stand with the ACLJ and demand an end to religious hostility on college and university campuses. Sign on today to the ACLJ National Petition of Protest. Send a powerful message to these institutions. The constitutional rights of Christian students will be protected. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org. It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ.org, for critical resource information and for assistance. People like Sarah Sloan from Arizona, who turned to ACLJ.org for legal help after receiving a failing grade on a college journalism project because the school said her Christian faith played too great a role in her writing.
It was a religious section, and it was a feature story on Kirk Cameron. It was a really good interview, and I wrote the story, and time came with the jurors, and the jurors failed me because they thought it was biased.
Listen, the end result was we wanted to make sure you got that certificate, and you did. Literally a click away, and Sarah Sloan's situation was resolved through our lawyers, our legal staff here at the American Center for Law and Justice. We are glad and thrilled that this was resolved successfully.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. Check out the ACLJ online, aclj.org. That's aclj.org, a website that makes a difference.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. We're going to do something that we don't do often, but we're going to start doing more when it comes to these kind of cases. That we're going to be having Gina, the student involved in this, college student, by the way. And I was just talking to her during the break, and folks, it's more outrageous than we thought. But Jordan is in our studio in Virginia Beach. We're here, by the way, in Washington, D.C., because we're working on a Supreme Court case, and we're working on this case right now, so all of this is going on simultaneously. Jordan, first, set up again what we were talking about. Remember, folks, this is the requirement here. The professor's basically saying to participate in the dialectic discussion, to participate in the class discussion, you have to, and this isn't a philosophy class, you have to at least acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist, which, let's face it, for those of us that take our faith seriously, that's not something we're going to acknowledge. But that's what the professor asked. But, Jordan, you brought up an analogy that I think is very, very important.
Well, it's interesting, and we'll let Gina talk about this, but she got in a dialogue with the professor where the professor said to really understand, to know something, to know material, you have to believe in the material, or at least give yourself the option that it could be true. If that's right, and you follow this professor's logic on down the line, to understand an atheist, you have to believe in atheism or understand atheism, then to understand the Quran, you would have to become a Muslim. To study the Bible, you'd have to become a Christian. To understand communism, you'd have to follow Karl Marx. And to understand Hitler and Hitler's ideology, you'd have to become a Nazi, at least mentally take that in and understand that that could be right. That goes way too far in the classroom. And we'll hear from Gina too, that during that break, we heard so many disturbing comments made, and I'm sure we want to hear from folks. 1-800-684-3110, we want to hear about from you on the broadcast.
Yeah, now let me tell you what I'm going to do. We've got Gina, who's the student in New York, college student. We're going to let you know, everybody that's listening to us, you need to hear this. Then we're going to let you know how you can respond as well. Gina, welcome to the broadcast, and thanks for contacting us on this issue. Gina, let me ask you this. We were talking about this in the break. Tell us what was going on in this class that led to the problem at the outset here, because you were in a class, and it basically was being a predicate that you had to acknowledge the possibility, at least the possibility, that God did not exist. How did all that come up in existence? What was the issue there with the professor?
It came up once it was obvious that to just know the material that he wanted us to know wasn't enough. He wanted us to not only adhere to the readings and show that we had an understanding of the readings, but our personal opinions. And once we stated our personal opinions, he wanted proof. If you are unable to provide proof to your beliefs, then he would consider you closed-minded, unable to participate in the learning community, a distraction to the class, amongst other things.
Now, when in your particular situation, there was a predicate, the professor said this, that in order to participate in the dialectic discussion, in other words, the online discussion of the class, you have to at least acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist.
Yes.
How did you react to that when you first heard that?
I was shocked, and I think that a lot of people, as I listened to your show yesterday, people don't realize that it's a big deal. So you kind of get caught in the trap of, okay, am I supposed to just admit to this because my grade is at stake, or is this really a violation of my rights? And it wasn't until it continued and it became so obvious and so insulting that I was like, this got to stop.
Now, you're a 3.9 grade point average student, and you've done well in school. Because some people say, well, maybe she was just having trouble in this particular class, but that's not the situation at all. Your grades in the class have been great.
Have been great. And I've had wonderful relationships with every professor that I've had at that college.
So you've had an ongoing positive relationship with the faculty, an ongoing positive relationship with the students. Here's the next question that, and we talked about this during the break. You told me before you went on the air that there was another situation developing in your class that this professor always brings the conversation back to God and always in a demeaning manner. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, because I'm still in the class, so I have to still participate. Discussions. So I go on today, and they have a section called Free Points. So I go on, and it says basically that he will give you full credit for the last module if you state your name and say that I am not free. I believe in determinism, which, in other words, is saying that you don't believe in God-given free will. He said if you make that claim, he'll give you the whole entire points for the module. And you can continue to believe whatever you want. But he wants you to make that claim.
So he is trying to force a position on Christian students that have a contrary position to his in order to fulfill the class.
Yes. Absolutely.
How is it making you feel, by the way? How do you feel about this?
Disturbed. It's upsetting because I've never had a problem like this. And you hear all the time people saying that because you're Christian, you're being, trampled on in a sense. And then when you go through it, it's a horrible feeling because I really am probably the only person in the class that is a Christian. And out of the 25 beginning students, there's only 9 students left in the class. A lot of people have dropped.
Yeah, well, I wonder, you wonder what the dropout rate of part of it's at. Stuart Ross, senior attorney here at the ACLJ's in our office in D.C. Stuart, the more you hear about this, the more disturbing this is.
Well, it's a clear attack on Gina's faith. Of course, Christianity and our faith and our biblical values, it's faith, and that's what it is, Jay. It's faith. Not everything about faith is subject to empirical evidence, and this professor knows that, and that's why he's trying to really discredit what Gina thinks and what she believes.
But he's also penalizing. I mean, he's basically, and Jordan, you were talking about this earlier, this idea that you have to agree to a proposition, the possibility that God does not exist, before you can engage in the class and have a real dialogue, you've got to put yourself in this position. Jordan, you've checked with other students. This is happening all over the country.
It is. When we read Gina's information, which came to ACLJ.org, we read it over the air. We got calls that day from North Carolina and Colorado, students in both those states on the air talking about how that they were in the same introduction to philosophy classes and had the same thing happen to them. But, Dad, this situation even goes one step further. I want people to understand what Gina said when she said that the teacher said you had to admit a certain belief to get full credit in assignment. If you did that, you got full credit. That's all you had to do. So you had to admit to his philosophy to get full credit. That is absolutely ridiculous in the academic setting to have a professor say, tell me that you believe what I say, and I'll give you full credit. There's no discussion. There's no information. I only want to hear that you believe what I've taught you this semester, and that's the way to get the full credit. Dad, when you look at that even deeper, that goes past just attacking the Christian faith, but really attacking academic freedom and academic honesty.
Yeah, especially does for students. Gene, have you talked to other students in your class about this? What's their reaction been?
I haven't talked to other students in the class about it because it's an online class.
Sure.
But right. I have talked to, the way that it came about is I started just talking to people about what was going on. And everybody that I talked to was like, that's wrong. Even my friends that aren't very religious people and enjoy their philosophy courses would say he's really overstepping his boundaries. And I really didn't feel like I had a way to go about it. My husband's the one that suggested that I call the ACLJ. And really, it's been great ever since I've done that because now listening to the programs and hearing how other people are going through the same thing, it just goes to show how people don't realize that they have rights, that they have rights as Christians to state their positions and state their beliefs. Because I want to let it be known that I have answered every discussion thread. I've completed every assignment. I've participated in every discussion. I've let it be known that I have the knowledge of all the material that he's covered. That's not enough for him.
He wants you to abandon your personal faith, and you're just not going to do that. You're answering his questions, you're participating, but you're not going to abandon your personal faith.
You know what it reminds me of?
You shouldn't have to. Go ahead.
It reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they were supposed to bow down, and they refused to bow down, that's how
right.
I feel. I feel like I'm being forced to do something, and if I don't, in a sense, I'm going to be thrown into the furnace, you know?
Well, the good news is you're not going to be, because we've got our lawyers and our legal team here helping you. And, Gina, hang tough in the school situation. We're getting the situation hopefully resolved quickly. We're going to have literally, we've got a legal team on it right now, as you know. And we appreciate you calling in. We're going to want updates from you in the days ahead. So, Gina, hang in there. Thank you for taking a stand, and we're going to help you with this, okay?
Thank you for helping me. I appreciate it.
We're glad to do it. We're glad to do it.
Well, you know, Jay, we've seen in the last 5 or 6 years a lot of cases just like this. The academic freedom, especially in college settings, it's unbelievable. The hostility towards Christianity in that setting, and that students are getting victimized by a grading system that's it's skewed towards their faith and their religious views if they want to express them in papers or in assignments.
Folks, can you imagine this? Your daughter being told in a college classroom that if she so much as does not agree that there's a probability or a possibility that God does not exist, that she doesn't get to participate in the class and could get an F, or that if she does not bow down, as Gina just said, to the teacher's view on philosophy, which would remove any role of God in philosophy in the nature of man, that you don't get to complete the course, or you get a benefit if you do bow down, so to speak. It is outrageous. Here's what we've done. We put together a very thorough legal analysis that's going to the school. But we want a national petition of protest from all 50 states. So now, as we get ready to take a break in a moment, you go to your phones, you call this number, you're going to be helping us, you're going to be helping Gina, and by the way, it's not just Gina, there are other students. So you call this toll-free number at 877-989-2255. You're adding your name to a petition of protest that states to this particular Suffolk Community College that Gina's rights have been violated, that you're standing with her, that the college professor cannot do what he's done, that it violates state and federal law, and that we're standing up for her First Amendment rights. But can you imagine the reaction to the school district when we send to them a petition from 100,000 people from all 50 states, which is what we're going to try to do here. And then we'll take those petitions when it comes up in other locales as well. So you go to your phones right now. We need you to sign this national petition of protest to stand for Gina and these other students. 877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. College is a time of academic challenge. While acquiring a degree is never easy, every student should be treated the same. But unfortunately, on some campuses today, you're penalized if you're a Christian. The American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively defending the constitutional rights of students nationwide. Case in point, a community college in New York State, where a professor is punishing a student, giving her lower grades, calling her closed-minded because of her Christian beliefs. The ACLJ will file a lawsuit unless the school steps in and corrects the actions of a philosophy professor. professor who requires students to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist in order to participate in the class. Academic freedom? Hardly. Religious hostility? Most certainly. If you're fed up with the anti-Christian ravings on college and university campuses, stand with the ACLJ and sign on to a national petition of protest. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or you can reach us online at ACLJ.org.
Hey folks, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. We're working on Supreme Court cases here in Washington, D.C., a major case involving the Ten Commandments, and this has got huge ramifications, as you can imagine. Got a full team on that. About, trying to think, Stuart, sitting around that table today, what do you think? About 15, 16, 18 lawyers?
15, 16 of the top lawyers in the country.
Yeah, working on this.
Working on this case.
Yeah, so we've got that going on, and that's in our office in Washington. Our office in Virginia Beach, Virginia, on the campus of Regent University, is handling the situation for the student we've been talking about the last couple of days, Gina, who's having her rights denied consistently, including the fact that she's being told that to participate in the dialectic discussion inside the classroom at a college, folks, at a college, she has to acknowledge that there's a possibility that God does not exist. Now, Jordan said this earlier. Could you imagine they go up to a Muslim student and say, well, to participate in the dialectic discussion in our class, you're going to have to acknowledge that maybe the Prophet Muhammad was not a prophet. He was just a man, not a prophet at all. First of all, they would never do it. Second of all, the reaction would be unbelievable in scope. Jordan, it would be huge.
No, it wouldn't happen. It's right. These professors pick on students. In this setting, especially in this online setting, it's even easier to pick on students when you don't have to put a face to it, threatening to fail them. I mean, Gina was threatened to fail, saying that they wouldn't fail a 3.9 GPA student with a professor who says you can't know something without believing in it. I mean, this is unbelievable, Dad. Apply this to more than just religion. Apply it to political philosophy. Can you not understand Hitler without believing in Nazism? Can you not understand Marxism without being a communist? You have to.
Hey, we're working on a Supreme Court case right now. We're arguing against this religious group called Summum. I know everything there is to know about it. I don't believe in their position. To be able to argue against it, I don't have to believe in it. I mean, that's absurd.
Yeah, you know, and it seems to be politically correct, unfortunately, these days for schools and colleges to be able to criticize Christianity. It seems to be the only faith that they feel free to criticize. Unfortunately, for students like Gina, she stands up and she basically, sets this situation up where we can help her.
You know, Sarah Slum was a student at a university also in Arizona. The different kind of problem, but the same kind of thing. There was her religious faith was the basis upon which they were denying her the right to get an occupational certification. By the way, again, she was either 3.9 or 4.0 student. But we reacted strongly, and we got a result. We're going to get that result here, but it's going to take everybody's efforts. It's going to take our lawyers' efforts. It's Gina willing to stand up for her faith. It's your ability to go to your phones and call us and say, I'm going to stand with Gina and these students. We're not going to have them have their faith made fun of in a university that they're paying to go to. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255, signing this national petition. Jordan, who's next?
Lynette's calling from New York, online 2. Lynette, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
God bless all of you.
Thanks.
It's truly a privilege that I would have this opportunity to speak
Thanks.
With you. I just want you to know that you're constantly in my prayers. I'm calling in addition to being a Suffolk County resident and appalled by what I'm hearing. I'm also
It's one of your schools right there in Suffolk County, so.
Exactly. And I'm also a pastor, and I'm also a person that knows that there is great power in prayer. So while I plan to also join the petition and talk this up as much as possible, I was wondering if there was not some avenue as far as the various pastors and churches that a lot of times...
Sure, we have networks. We have pastors and churches that network that get our email updates, our video email updates, and get posted. And that's why also I encourage people, and thank you for your call, Lynette, to go to ACLJ.org. We keep you updated on these. If you go to that trial notebook posting, as this progresses, we're going to keep updating you on that. So you'll get information, and we should be in really good shape on that. So we're optimistic, but we want to make sure that we get a result here, and that's going to take everybody's effort to do that. So, Jordan, who do we have next?
Let's go to Amanda calling from Virginia on line one. Amanda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Amanda.
I was just calling to tell you guys thank you. I am actually on my way to class. I go to Liberty University. And I just moved to Lynchburg to go to Liberty because I went to a secular school in North Carolina. In my first day of my philosophy class, the same thing happened. to me, my professor basically said, there is no God. If you believe in God, you have to admit that your belief is unfounded and that it's completely arbitrary. And I had a problem with that professor the whole semester.
Well, listen, the fact that you've gone and made a change of college is great. Not everybody has that opportunity. I'm glad, Amanda, you did. But I told people in our listening audience that this was not the only student that we're hearing from. And now you've transferred now, so you've gotten yourself away from that problem. But, Stuart, we think we have kind of peeled back the first layer of the onion here, that we're going to find in the weeks ahead there's a lot more of this than we thought.
Yeah, you know, students shouldn't have to transfer from schools that they originally decided to go to because teachers are discriminating against them based on their Christian faith. I mean, that is just so wrong, and I know we're going to hear from a lot of people throughout the country that have similar shared experiences, Jay.
Yeah, and we're already doing that. Jordan, who's next?
It's back to the phones we go. Chris calling from Virginia on line 5. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you doing? Great show. You guys are doing great work.
Thanks.
Yeah, I just want to express my opinion about this. This is ridiculous. This guy is an anti-intellectual. The class is anti-intellectual, and to the extent the university supports it, it's anti-intellectual. I've studied philosophy, and I was working on a PhD in biochemistry, and the fact is, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. There's more evidence that God exists than he doesn't exist. And so, first off, I think he's anti-intellectual in terms of not knowing science, but he's also anti-intellectual in knowing that the limits of philosophy is assumption.
You know, but here's what he's doing. I mean, I appreciate your calling this, Chris, but what he's doing is, and you understand this because of your science background, he is trying to undercut the student's basic faith system before they even start the course, which then allows him to get into the other information he wants to literally pour down them. And he can eliminate their, if you can eliminate their foundation, well, then what happens? The house crumbles. So that's what he's trying to do here. I mean, we've heard of these things before, but now you're actually hearing, seeing students that are really engaged in this. And this is a battle for the minds and souls of our university students. And Chris, as you just pointed out, there is the evidence to God is clearly superior to the evidence against. But he's not willing to go there. He wants this predicate set out, and that's what he's trying to do here. That's what he's trying to undercut the student's faith system right at the outset and penalizing her if she doesn't do it.
Well, you're using the right term, faith, and that's so important to us, and basically that's what he's trying to undermine. He's trying to demoralize the students.
And penalize her
by giving her a lesser grade, not making her eligible to get an A. And that's absolutely ridiculous because this particular student obviously has great pride in her work pride.
Sure.
She's almost a 4.0, and this teacher is way out of line.
Jordan, let's try to get at least one more call, maybe two, before the program's over.
Paul's calling from California on line 6. Paul, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Paul.
I really
hey.
Appreciate your show.
Thanks.
I have a story that parallels this. A dear friend of mine in her 70s just passed away several months ago, and she escaped from the communists in the 50s in the Poland, Eastern Europe bloc.
Sure.
And they put her in a 4x8 cell, and they wouldn't let her out unless she signed a paper admitting to all these communist totalitarian ideas. And she refused to sign it. And I've known her my whole life. And at her funeral, one of her fellow escapees explained that she never signed this paper. She wouldn't sign it because of her belief in God.
Well, you know, it's... You know, for Gina, it's whether she'll get a grade and whether she'll keep her 3.9 grade point average and be able to continue going in college. Your friend's situation, which, by the way, was part of the gulags, I mean, they used to do that, is really unfortunate. But in the United States of America, students shouldn't be put in this posture, period. These are college students. They're paying to go to school here. So this idea that you could treat them this way is just, frankly, absolutely outrageous. It's not only unfortunate, it's really wrong at its core. And as Jordan pointed out, it's more than just the predicate that you have to acknowledge that God might not exist. It's this idea that you have to really believe the other position in order to really deal with it. That's absurd. And that's just incorrect. And it's incorrect as a matter of policy, and it's incorrect as a matter of law. So here's what we're doing. We've got a major legal brief letter going to this university. We want to start, and we have started getting a great response, a national petition drive, a national petition to stand with our college students for academic freedom here and to make sure they're not made fun of because of their beliefs. And this, we want you to sign this petition. It is absolutely critical. Here's the phone number. You do it right now, 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 877-989-2255. Now, you can also sign up at aclj.org. And if you've got a situation in your community, similar situation, email us. We're going to get help to you again at aclj.org. But you call right now, 877 989-2255. Stand for Freedom. Sign this national petition.